In Africa, the very first hominids emerged. Frail creatures in search of their place in the midst of an extraordinary wildlife. The invention of tools was to change everything. From now on, matter would be shaped by ideas. The long adventure of human evolution had begun. Homo erectus, the creator of ever better tools, had started his march towards the world of antiquity. Traces of him have been found in Georgia on the north side of the Caucasus. At Manisi, the fluvio-lacustral sediments are very rich in prehistoric remains. Human remains from these very distant times are extremely rare. Here, though, conditions have favored the preservation of bones. And only recently, a human jawbone was discovered. Along with two other very well-preserved skulls, these are the oldest human remains ever found outside Africa. Man-made tools are very abundant. Large pebbles that have been roughly worked into a cutting edge for animal carcasses or for preparing wooden stakes. But man has always been only one species among many others, confronted with wildlife that could sometimes be terrifying. The huge saber-toothed tiger, the rhinoceros, the elephant, each with its characteristic teeth. Homo erectus went on to become populous along the shores of the Mediterranean. In the little cave of Vallonnet near Menton, a few primitive tools accumulated, along with numerous elephant bones. For these defenseless humans, it was a godsend to find the remains of big animals to eat. In Spain, near Burgos, lies one of the world's great prehistoric sites, Atapuerca. Traces of prehistory have accumulated to a depth of 18 meters. The tools, made from beautiful rocks, are still very primitive. At one level of the Atapuerca site were found the remains of six different individuals. These distant cousins of African Homo erectus were cannibals, and they represent the evolutionary starting point of modern European populations. The first human occupation of Europe seems to have been gradual and random. Some specialists even believe the continent to have been deserted during the coldest part of the Ice Age.